Do you have a magical moment? There are so many things that happen in a mother's life. Is there something you can pinpoint or decide? This is really magical. Today, we're going to have those thoughts shared by the 2024 State Mothers who I have just met. And I'm excited to introduce you to the last 14. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the American Mothers Mom to Mom podcast, a show that lifts, encourages, supports, and educates mothers to do their best in their awesome responsibility to raise, teach, and champion the rising generation. Join us as we talk to and answer questions from mothers nationwide about the challenges, heartbreaks, joys, and lessons learned from one mother to another.
Welcome to American Mother's Mom to Mom podcast. I am your host, Deanne Taylor, and I just returned from an amazing 89th annual National Convention of American Mothers, where I met these amazing state mothers of the year. I hope that you'll take time to go to org and read more about them as we share quotes from some of them today in our third episode of highlighting the state mothers of the year. So let's get going. I found the quotes from the interviews that I think you'll find interesting and I hope helpful. First of all, two state mothers of the year will share what they felt when they were named their state mother of the year. We have Rainer Lohman from Tennessee and Charlene Day from Maryland.
I'm Rainer Lohman, and I am the representative for Tennessee this year for Mother of the Year. I don't know about you, but I'm sure you probably felt like me when I heard the news. So humbled, so excited, just very encouraging, honestly. And I'm just so thankful for this organization and for what they stand for, what they represent, and just the encouragement. You know, we truly are stronger together.
I'm Charlene Day, and I am Maryland's Mother of the Year 2024. What that meant for me, it was an overwhelming, like, are you for real? It was overwhelming because of everything that I'd gone through and being a mother and actually getting a title as Mother of the Year. And I was like, wait a minute. And knowing that something in my family had transpired, and it was almost like, darn it, you know, I feel like Mother of the Year. I help heal some people and I help, you know, men, and I've seen miracles happen. So I was like, oh, I like this. Okay, I am a Mother of the Year. So it meant a whole lot.
How would you feel if you were named the State Mother of the Year? I hope you'd feel just excited and surprised and thrilled as they were, especially when they had a chance to meet together at the convention this last weekend. Also, just a reminder, on Mother's Day, we will open the nominations for the 2025 Mother of the Year for each state. So go to the American Mothers website between Mother's Day and September 15th and nominate that special mother. Okay, next we're going to find out from five of our state mothers what surprised them about becoming a mother. We have Leanna Lorden from New Hampshire, Shannon Morgan from South Carolina, Tiffany Gear from Montana, Rochelle Molyneux from New Jersey, and Chelsea Roberts from Oregon.
My name is Leanna Lorden, and I am from New Hampshire. The emotions, the constant emotions prior to being a mom, I wasn't seen as like stoic, but I wasn't someone to wear my emotions on my sleeve. And I feel like now, even 7 years later, they just give you all the feels and you can relate to a lot more people in a really emotional and passionate way. That was the most surprising to me of like, wow, you literally do wear your heart on your sleeve and you have a different amount of love for your child that is really like indescribable.
I am the 2024 South Carolina Mother of the Year. What surprises me the most is the journey since I had my son. The joy that I have and the passion being now a single mom. I'm a Gold Star wife And so that means that my husband passed away and he was military 30 years. And so one of the things I had to learn quickly is resiliency. Now I have to really focus on my self-care so I can take care of my son. So what surprises me the most is this journey that my son has taken me on, learning resilience, compassion, and putting him first, and then learning that self-care is okay as well. I recently have learned that, but there's a quote, "I can imagine no heroism greater than motherhood," and that's by Lance Conrad. That's very true about motherhood in my journey.
My name is Tiffany Gear, and I'm the Mother of the Year for the state of Montana. The most surprising thing about being a mom is probably twofold, like how fulfilling it is, and yet it's probably the hardest thing I do in my life because it's full of surprises every day. It's just really hard to prepare for everything, and so I think that's the most surprising is how different each stage is. And as they enter into the young adult world, how much you still have to parent. And all of a sudden I feel like I don't know how to parent anymore because it's a whole new ball game.
Hi, my name is Rachel Molyneux. I'm New Jersey Mother of the Year. No matter whether you're mentally or physically well, the ability to still push forward, you know, we don't get sick days. We don't get time off. And I think that that push and that drive is what surprises me the most.
My name is Chelsea Roberts, and I am Oregon Mother of the Year. What surprises me the most is probably this year, just going, flying by the seat of your pants, the motherhood is. I never fully grasped that until I became a mother. Because when you look at your mom, you think, oh, they know exactly what they're doing. They know everything. But little known fact, we are learning as we are going.
What surprised you about being a mother? Did any of those things resonate with you? As they shared their ideas, I was thinking back and I go, you know what? I totally agree. I had some of those same thoughts. Okay, next we have the mantra. Do you have a family mantra or family slogan? We did. Kind of, but it changed over the years. And some families I know do a family banner with their mantra on it or put something on the wall to remind the family. So see if these match something or can help you develop your own family mantra. First of all, we'll hear from Rachel Stainko from Indiana, Patricia Cade from the District of Columbia, and Sherry Sullivan from Maine.
I'm Rachel Stainko, and I am Mother of the Year for the state of Indiana. I would say being present more, and that's something that I remind myself constantly. It's so easy, especially now that my children are getting independent. Like, I want them to develop that independency, but there will be times that my daughter might need help with something, and I find myself so quickly saying, well, wait 1 second, because I'm trying to do laundry, or I'm trying to do these other things. No, the laundry is always going to be there. You know, in less than 18 years, they're going to be out of the house, and the laundry is still going to be there, but they won't be. So just trying to be in the moment, being present more, and trying to be there more with them and soaking up those moments, because time is a thief.
My name is Patricia Kay. And I am from Washington, D.C., to communicate and respect one another. That was my biggest value that I had between myself and my kids.
I'm Sherry Sullivan, and I am Mother of the Year for Maine. If I could choose a parenting mantra, just love them hard. Love them, because that's all we can do. You know, there are going to be moments that are trying, and there are going to be moments that we shake our head, but through it all, you know, be there for your children and love them.
Mantras can really be helpful in our lives. Little short, sweet clips that help us remember what one of our goals are, one of our values, or one of our focuses in our lives for our families. And personal mantras are helpful too. What value do you want to instill in your children? What is important in your mind to help your children navigate society and the world and their lives as they get older? From Colorado is Megan Grigg, Carmen Menard from Vermont, Sharifa Smith from New York, and Crystal Young from Wyoming.
Well, my name is Megan Grigg. I am Colorado Mother of the Year. How you react to things is really important to me because I had a very reactive home. And I want my kids to know control and how you put your emotions out there is how people are going to view you. So I want my kids to come at things in a calm manner so that they can listen and be present, because I didn't get that. So I'm really trying to instill that. Let's take it from all angles. Let's come at it with love, understanding, listen before we react.
My name is Carmen Menard, and I'm Mother of the Year for Vermont. Quality time with family. Today's world, it's very different. Even for my son and his wife, you know, oftentimes they don't always sit down and have dinner together. They both have a career. When we have our grandson, every meal we sit together, we talk about his things, whatever's going on in his life. And I just find that so imperative to really plant that in them.
Hi, I'm Sharifa Smith. I am Mother of the Year for the great state of New York. So for me, it's always been about community service, compassion, helping the next person. When they were even really young, we really started working for soup kitchens, any type of giving back in terms of like donating items such as coats and gloves and things for children in need. So for me, I wanted them to see that type of commitment to the community and teaching them that almost honestly, from what is given is expected. So to really look out for the next person.
I'm Crystal Young, and I'm the Mother of the Year for Wyoming. To be honest, every parenting issue that we've ever encountered, as I've tried to get to the bottom of it, I'm trying to nurture their own personal integrity, to be honest with who they are. And if they're doing their very best, are they giving me the very best? Are they living true to values that are intrinsic, being kind and giving? So I think if a child is honest with themselves and honest with their parents, honest with God, most of the other problems will go away.
I thought those were wonderful. And I've got to read all of these quotes from all of these women, and I just wished I could share them all with you. But learn more about them, like I said, on the AmericanMothers.org website. There were a couple mothers that were not able to do the interviews, and if they're able to connect with us and get their interviews done, we definitely want to share their thoughts with you as well. And we'll do that during the year on the podcast. Now we have a special treat. The convention theme was Motherhood's Magical Moments, and it was a magical 3 days with these amazing women, in spite of experiencing what happens in the tornado in Nebraska. The Hilton Omaha was wonderful and took us and sheltered us in their basement, put chairs up and down the hall, and provided us with snacks and water, and even put a fan in the basement so it wouldn't get too hot. While we were bonding, we were also very aware that many were impacted. Their lives would be changed because of the tornado. And we had them in our thoughts and prayers. I really appreciate the mothers who were able to donate to help support the victims of this Nebraska disaster. And we continue to pray for them and think of them. Before we go to the magical moments, and you'll love them, they're just awesome, I want to let you know that next episode, we will be interviewing the 2024 National Mother of the Year. I'm not going to tell you her name. Well, maybe I will. Janessa Filippi from Minnesota. She will represent the mothers of America very well. She is compassionate, loving, giving, caring, and very involved in helping in her community. So you'll want to be sure and join us next time when Janessa Filippi, the 2024 National Mother of the Year, will meet with us and share some of her thoughts and experiences with us. Now for the highlight, the quotes of the 2024 State Mothers of the Year on the magical moments in their lives.
The time that you spend with your children, because we're not guaranteed. we're not guaranteed tomorrow. So just take every single moment, even the bad ones, and make it magical. And I think that's something we all can do. It just takes a little, a little time.
For me, the magical moment, first of all, when I saw each of them in my hands when they were born, what a gift. And every time you see them raise above whatever they're going through, that's a magical moment for me.
I guess that every single day is magical for me because I'm always learning. My kids show me so much. It doesn't have to be something big to be magical. So I guess for me, that's what it is to be a mother and living with my magical kids.
Those moments when your kids come to you and they say, you're the best mom, or those really, really cute, unwarranted hugs that they give you, the love that they give you, those are really the magical moments for me. All the bad washes away.
I think one of the most magical moments is being able to see my daughters experience some wonderful accomplishments in their life and being front row and being able to see that for them and with them.
My motherhood magical moment would be the moment that I found out that I was pregnant with my oldest, because I was not in a place that I wanted to have children. I'd never even thought about it. And it was the moment in my life that I decided that I'm going to be a mom. And that was the most important decision I made that led me to the life, the husband, and the family that I have now. And I wouldn't trade it for the world.
My magical moment is giving birth to my kids. My first daughter, Love, as she was ready to be born, she was pressing me because she says, you're magical, so hurry up and release me.
There have been so many magical moments. So the most embarrassing, the craziest times, to the tiniest little smile when the little one's looking up at me. Motherhood is one of the greatest adventures, one of the most difficult, most challenging, most wonderful moments of a lifetime.
The final magical moment was seeing my biological daughter graduate high school and go on to college. Mm-hmm. So that was the culmination of the journey, was the magical moment.
I think the magical moments are just being with your family and having those times together where you're just a family unit, I think is really powerful. And you just learn a lot and you bring you closeness together, which I think brings a strong family value.
Seeing how resilient my kids have become. My kids went through a lot. The divorce was not healthy. 2 months after the divorce was final, our house caught on fire. To see like how well my son did, it opened up my eyes, and now I've been able to see it on my girls and how well they're doing. Basically, my magical moment is just how resilient they are.
I have what I call my mommy magic closet, and I'm creating everyday magical moments for my kiddos. So it's my kind of a clutter closet where everything goes. And so we wake up, and some days I have a schedule, some days I don't, but we just go into my closet, see what we can find, and together go through this magical journey. And to me, that's what motherhood's been with my children.
To me, motherhood's magical moments are when you walk into the room and your kids run towards you and hug you and love you just for being there. And magical moments happen in motherhood when you finally see progress on that thing that you've been working on with your kid, and it becomes easier for them to do the things that were once really hard.
Last summer, I got selected to speak at the National Down Syndrome Convention. I've been talking to people about Down Syndrome advocacy, which aims to improve the diagnosis experience. We got told our quality of life was going to be terrible. Something clicked in my head, and it went from resenting that diagnosis and feeling the burden of it to feeling like I'm actually making a change, I'm making a difference.
It really was when I was trying to help my children solve their problems as adults, that you just hand it over to God. It was really an eye-opener for me to realize that He cared more about what they did than I did, and more about them than I did, which has to be a whole lot. He just had a better plan.
Oh boy. You know, I've had some trying times with some of my children. I don't know that there's been a real magical moment, but not to get emotional, but I have a daughter that's a victim of domestic violence. And my magical moment was when she needed help, she reached out to me.
My motherhood magical moment is creating these memorable, meaningful moments, and then orchestrating it is being intentional about doing so to create those moments. Like, moments don't just happen. Make every moment count.
My motherhood magical moment would be when we leaned into the nonprofit world as a family and we asked our children, what are things in our home that make it a comfortable space? And as we leaned in together, that all of a sudden down home became a greater vision than I could have ever imagined. But we did it together as a family.
Let's see, that motherhood is just a beautiful experience that allows you to witness all the miracles in life.
I think the motherhood magical moment is just when I see my kids get it, something that I've been working on them learning, and that aha moment, the light bulb comes on and they get it and they're kind to their friend or they make the good choice. I love that moment.
I actually go back to that first 6 months of having Josie in my arms and the time alone that we would spend in her nursery, in a recliner, listening to the radio. Music was a part of our lives, and so it's always on.
I think something that is so magical is the fact that we think we're teaching them, but they're actually teaching us. So I feel like the fact that we think it's them, but it's actually us that's learning through the process is the most magical part of the whole entire journey.
Magic isn't always exciting and the doves come out of the hat. Magic is really, it's trickery. Sure, the magic is time fleets by, but at the end of it too, it really is something that is constantly there to challenge you. And I love challenges. So I really do value that piece of it as well.
The biggest magical moments is just being able to realize that what we think motherhood is like isn't. And it may seem overwhelming at times, but if we use each of the moments to create our own story, then we have our own magic within every day of being a mom.
My motherhood magical moment is just seeing my kids be kind to others in the community. I have tried my best to teach them, and when I see them do it on their own, it really just gives me a sense of pride, joy, and happiness.
My motherhood magical moments are when I found out that I was pregnant with my first daughter. She had a heart condition, and I decided to give her an opportunity to see the world. I was able to hold her briefly and let her know that she was wanted and I loved her. It was a beautiful, magical moment to give her a chance at life.
I think taking these children to adulthood and allowing them to flourish and kind of spread their wings and see where they go, that's the magical moment that I'm living in right now.
One is my son Dylan struggled greatly with his physical health and his lungs several years ago. The other, my younger son, has struggled with alcoholism. He has come to me. I've helped him. I thank God every day that they both in their struggles knew they could always come to me and we would work together to find solutions. That's the magic of motherhood.
Never giving up on not even your kids, not yourself, no matter how hard life throws a lot of tomatoes at you. Still try. You could cry, you can yell, get it out. But at the end of the day, wipe your face, smile, find that inner strength just to keep going. At the end of the day, every second counts.
When they were given to me and when I looked into their eyes, I felt like all of time was spanned in their eyes. I felt like they were part of this world, but I also felt like the historical piece of all of time was resting in their eyes.
Motherhood magical moment for me wasn't one huge moment. It's attributed to many little different moments. A little kiss when you need it most, a hug or a squeeze, the handwritten notes and the little giggles around the corner. That's what touches my heart. That's what brings me so much joy. And to see the world through their eyes, those are my magical moments.
Well, my mother magical moment are several. The first one is my oldest boy. Suddenly he said, Mom, I love you so much that I will marry you.
Aww. It's such a privilege to be a mom, and that the magical moments are actually a compilation of all the small moments, and that each one of my children gave me a gift. My son gave me strength, emotional strength. My daughter gave me patience, and my other daughter, Olivia, gave me grace.
My motherhood magical moment was when my son is actually able to write like a small sentence and understand what he wrote. So he reads, but he doesn't understand what he reads. My magical moment is his first accomplishments when it came to academics, how good he felt, or when he was able to say, Mom, I'm able to turn this assignment in.
Listening. I tell my kids that I am learning to be a mom, and I will learn until the day I die. I am not perfect, and I think that humbleness is just so engaging with my kids.
So my favorite thing about motherhood right now is when me and my kids are just like cuddling up together. And my kids are still small, and I get to just be with them and snuggle with them. That's like a magical moment for me.
The magic for me is that we give so much to our kids and sacrifice so much, but yet we are changed. As women, we are forever changed with the experiences that we have. And that is amazing and magical to me.
Watching my son grow and who he has become, every stage was magical.
Those magical moments, you forget about them in the moment. But when you look at those pictures, you realize how many there were. I mean, they're just in quiet. It's the smile. It's the laugh. It's the doing something together. And if you don't take time to notice them, you'll miss them. But they're all there.
I think seeing my children firstborn and taking their first breath, seeing them accomplish hard things, also meeting other moms that can understand what you're going through and that you can connect with and that you can support each other has been a magical motherhood moment as well.
You know, from that first time that they put a baby in your arms to your teenage son coming in and saying, you're a great mom. No. And you feel valued for what you do the day in and the day out and the unsung.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you like what you heard, subscribe so you can get your weekly dose of mom-to-mom encouragement. We understand that being a mother can be overwhelming, but we hope that you found something useful you can apply to your own life. We invite you to share this episode with a friend who might also enjoy the message. The mission of American Mothers is to support mothers, empowering them to positively impact their families and communities. We want each one of you to discover and share your innate, inherent, and natural abilities to bless your children and others.
The primary purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. The views, information, or opinions expressed during the American Mothers Mom to Mom podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of American Mothers Incorporated, its members, or employees. AMI is not responsible for, nor does it verify the accuracy of the information contained in the podcast, nor does the series constitute any professional advice or services. We look forward to visiting with you one mom to another next week. Until then, just do your best at mothering, and remember, you're not alone. You've got an army of mothers all around you cheering you on.